In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. The verse that we have this morning for our daily inspiration is Psalm 119, verse 89, and it says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." And if we consider the word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, it says here in John that in the beginning was the Word, and that beginning is before time, so it's valid to consider this as forever thy word is settled in heaven. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. That is the incomparable Lord Jesus Christ. In the beginning, the same yesterday, today, and forever, he is the one that created all things, and without him was nothing made that was made. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who, being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. So we have here in John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And we have here in Hebrews that after he had by himself purged our sins, he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. So it is right and true and good for David, as an Old Testament saint, to consider, and he speaks of the resolve and of the holy attitude and character that he has when he testifies here in verse 89 in Psalm 119, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." Let us consider it as, "Forever, O Father, thy Son is settled in heaven," the word of God settled in heaven. So have you considered Jesus Christ? I think that's an inspiration, a meditation that we need to have a few times a day, if we can, to consider the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ and the eternal nature. There are too many groups, too many influences that are trying to draw us away from the lordship, from the deity of Jesus Christ. So consider him today. He is settled in heaven forever. God bless you. Thank you for joining us here at the Daily Inspiration.